You did say you wanted to end on the good.
Absolutely. I do. Because I don't, I mean, I definitely, I think I have more experiences that kind of overwhelm some of the bad. And I know that, and my experiences are nothing compared to many others that some that I've heard and people that I know that have experienced. But I do also have to say that there are, that what I got from school, there is some truth to that. And I do, and I'm one who, look, I love the military, I love our police, I love that. You know, there are those that are there and who have shown that they love and they support their communities and their people. And I remember the one time when I was 19 years old and I was on the boulevard. I had just got my car. It was a brand new Oldsmobile and it was about 2 in the morning. And yeah, I was wrong. This is when I was wrong. Others are, what's funny is I didn't feel like I was wrong in the other ones. And this, but here I was wrong. I was hitting over about 100 miles an hour on the boulevard. And then I look on my side view mirror and I see a cop with lights and sirens coming up. And he pulls me over and he comes up and they're very careful how they're approaching the car. And when I roll down the window and I just give him my license and registration. And I tell him, I say, sir, listen, I apologize. I was speeding. I was completely wrong.
You just laying it all
I
out
was
there.
there. There was no. I absolutely knew. You know, I was trying to go. Let's see if I can. You know, hit 100 and being a dumb kid, and I gave it to him, and he said, "You stay right there," and he goes and checks me out, and he comes out, and he asked me multiple questions. But at the end, after kind of engaging me, and kind of I guess assessing me and seeing, you know, making sure I wasn't drunk and who I was, and he says, "Listen. You know, I could take your car. You know, I can give you a ticket. I can do it. But you know what? I was young once. I understand that feeling. But do you understand that you can kill someone? That you can kill yourself?" He's like, "This is, it's unacceptable doing this." And he says, "Do you understand that?" I was like, "Absolutely. I know I'm being, I was dumb. I was being stupid." And he just looks at me and then he gives me my license and registration. And he says, "Listen, don't do that again. Think about it." And he walks with, and then he goes and lets me go. And let me tell you something, that for me was more, I felt like, wow. Like, I didn't feel like I got away with anything, to be honest with you. I really, it did sober me up. And the fact that he pulled up, I didn't see him. Who could have been, right? I thought I was paying attention to everything around me. I could have hit someone. And yet I think that him stopping and saying that to me really kind of stands out more, especially among all those other instances where they weren't so positive, that, you know, I really do appreciate that.
You think he actually might have guided your future behavior in that car?
I do. You know what? Let me tell you something. At 19, just having my car for a little bit, and it was through just getting pulled over and having the guy come up and talk to me in that way probably made me kind of just come to his view. Like, I'm with it. I was like, yeah, you're right. And the fact that he saw that, I don't know. I think that part of that, yes, would he got in your view? Would he, if he was in a whole different way, would I have been angry and just fed on everything else that I was, all my other experiences down, and who knows? But I definitely, I mean, I was just feeling like, wow, you know what? I was just, the guy had grace on me, and I was really appreciative of that. And I was like, man, you know what? This could have gone a whole different way, and never going that fast again. That was a one and done deal. That was it. So.
My last tough question, in any of these circumstances, do you feel like any of the police actions were racially motivated? Like, do you think there was a reason they were so hard on you? Or do you think that played in,
Sure.
I guess
I
more to the
would,
point?
in my opinion, I would say yes. And I'm not one to jump the gun to say, look, it's all about race. And I think maybe it might be race, it might be youth as well. Also, the area that, And North Philadelphia is definitely is a lot of, there's a lot of crime. There's amidst all the beautiful, wonderful things that are here, there's a lot of issues. There's drugs and there's so, I would definitely say that the one where I was pulled over with those my friends from Denmark in the back seat, and it was definitely one where I felt like, hey, what's happening here? Why are people, why is this group together? Why I wonder if we would have all been Latino, all of them white would have stopped. I am wondering, and then there's that power thing, like what you're looking at, but that something just by me, us being Latino and them being white and them asking what's going on here, what do you guys have in the car? And kind of just looking for something, it just felt like, hey, they didn't see that that should be together. So, and then the one where I was hit with reckless driving, I don't, I to be honest with you, I just don't understand even to today what that was about. I do, I mean, the gentleman was white. I mean, those were right. It's funny, is like the one that actually had grays on me, he was an African American. But trust me, I'm not trying to draw those lines like that either. That's not at all what I'm saying. But it does seem though that the times when I've gotten pulled over for what seemed to be no reason, and even when I was younger with my brother in a situation when he got pulled over and told to come out for speeding, and they patted us down, and I don't know why you pat someone down while you got pulled over for me speeding, but
Yeah,
yeah, all
that's
those
odd.
situations are, why is it? It's always the white officer pulling over someone who's Latino. So,
The
but I guess
offense
in
is
my
speeding, and they
mind.
pulled you both out of the car, patted you down.
And so, and is it that way? Was it racially motivated? I don't know. But as a Latino, it's one of the first things that comes to mind, and it's one of those things that always stands out in my mind when I'm interacting with police, is the fact that I am Latino. It's not that I'm a person. It's not that, hey, I'm okay, I'm educated. It's not that, hey, I'm, I've, no, it's you're a Latino. And that's where you're being perceived. And with that comes, as I said, it's not all the great stereotypes of being that. It's everything that comes from being in this neighborhood and being a Latino and being, and what comes with that. And so be careful. And whether that's what's, has motivated those instances, I feel slightly yes, but I can't, I don't want to make more than what it is right there. So, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, before I close out the interview, is there anything else you feel like you need to add?
That's good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah.